Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Toma Nitin, the laws of the claimant, the defendant, the Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgments. We will continue the theme of the previous parakim, discussing the laws of Chazaka as applies to karka, to real estate, and continuing the theme of the previous parak, we discuss other types of personalities regarding Chazakas that are not effective. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the proof from someone that his Chazaka is not effective. So, kol elu she'in achalosim rayu. Regarding all these, we spoke about this in the previous parak, that their consumption of the produce for 3 years is not a proof, as we explain the reasons. Im heviu edim shemachu l'mabalim sadusu. But if they bring witnesses who prove and testify that the owner sold them this field, or in the sanu lehem b'matana was given to him as a gift, obviously yosem raya, then their proof would be a valid proof. Chutz from the gazan, except for a robber, and v'babah nechse eshte, and the husband in his wife's properties. Be'ezin nechasim amr, regarding which properties did we say that it's not a proof for the husband, is benichse term barzel, what's called the iron sheep properties, which are properties that the woman brings to the husband in the dowry, and the husband takes full responsibility. So if it goes down, he has to pay that difference when she gets divorced. If it goes up, the profit is his. Oy basada sheikh la b'ksuba, so regarding a field that he designated for her in her ksuba for her collection, ubasada shekas la b'ksuba, and regarding a field that he writes for her in the ksuba, which is hers, and the basada shenasan la, or a field that he gives her b'shum ishalai from his own gift. Regarding all those, we say that his proof is not going to be a valid proof. Abu benichse meloig, but regarding the meloig property, which is the plucking rights, which is actually it's the woman's, all hers, if it goes up or down, he just gets the utility of it, the payers. There, yeshli roi, there he would have a proof. Like we explained, the laws of marriage in this 22nd parak in Halacha Yud Zayin, the difference between them is nechseh term barzel is totally in the husband's dominion. And she only gets it back when she gets divorced. Now, if she's going to refuse to sell it to him, he's going to say, oh, you're thinking about getting divorced, and what's the difference? Anyways, I get the whole thing. It's only if this marriage ends. But Nix and Malug are totally hard, even when they're married. So the husband's not going to get so upset if she refuses to sell it to him. And therefore, if he does have proof that it was sold to him, well, then that must have been that she really was selling it to him. And then it's going to be valid. But if not, regarding all those other types of properties, then even if she sold it, it's not a proof, even if there's a witness to that effect. Halacha Beis, Ketzer HaGazon in the Raya. What's the case of the robber that his proofs are not valid? Even though generally you say, okay, the individuals that the Chazak is not going to help, but a proof would help, what's the illustration that a Gazon, his proof is not going to be effective? Kivan Shehuch the Gazon HaSadzu. Once he becomes established as a robber on this field, Alpha Pishabi Raya, even if he brings proof, not a Chazak, but proof, Shehoida Habal Bifnei Edim, that the owner admitted in front of witnesses, Shemachal HaSadzu, that he sold in this field, Balak HaKhdam, that he took money, the owners say, we didn't sell it. We only admitted that it was sold and that we got money, only because we were afraid of this robber. So we remove the field from his possession. It doesn't get anything, meaning we don't give him back the money, which officially he had the original owner had admitted to getting from him. It was only because they were afraid. Now, but if the witnesses testified that we saw this robber paying out the money to the original owner, still, we're going to remove the field from the possession of the robber, because again, he only sold it because he was intimidated, but obviously the original owner is going to have to give the money back to that person, like we explained the laws of robbery in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav. Halacha Gimel continues regarding these individuals that don't have chazaka, what's with their children? So Ben Uman, the son of the craftsman, or Ben Aris, the son of the sharecropper, or Ben Apotropos, the son of the caretaker, that we spoke about these individuals in the previous parak, that they don't have a chazaka. What's with their children? Sha'achlu sadezu shnei chazaka, that they consume the produce of this field for the 3 years of chazaka. So im tanu, if their claim is, sha'abala machu lehem, that the owner sold it to them, oynas lehem gave it to them, so yeshlem chazaka, they themselves are not these individuals that belong over there, and therefore they have a chazaka. But if their claim is that it's an inheritance for them from their fathers, that their fathers ate the years of chazaka, well, that ain't chazaka. That's not a chazaka. You're coming from them, that they were there. Of course they were there. That's because they were supposed to be there. Now, if they bring witnesses, that the owners admitted to their fathers, that it was sold to them or gifted to them, okay, then we're going to maintain the field in their possession because, oh, they do, for them, Eidus works. In conscious Halacha Dalad, which we just spoke about before, Ben HaGazlan, but the son of the robber, even if they bring proof that witnesses testify that the owner had admitted to his father that he sold it to him, It's not a proof kumash brand, like we explained this in the previous halacha, that he only did it because he was intimidated by the robber that he admitted to the witnesses, but he never really sold it to him. Aval ben ben agazan, but the son of the gazan, the grandson, even if he's coming with the claimant from his father, he will have a chazaka because his father wasn't a gazlan. His father was the son of the gazlan. There's no fear of admitting this, that they admitted to the son of the gazlan. They wouldn't do it unless it was real. But if it comes with a claim that it was, he's getting it from his father's father, well then, like we said, because that was for the gazlan, that he admitted to the grandfather, that's only because he was intimidated, that would not give him the rights. Halacha hey, regarding the chazaka of the last case that we spoke about from the middle category in the previous parak, chazaka of a Gentile or someone who's coming from the possession or position of a Gentile. So how great, regarding a Gentile, even if he ate the produce for many years in a chalas araya, his consumption is not considered a proof because he'll just strong arm the Jew and it's not a proof. Now, vim lehevishtar, and therefore if he doesn't bring a document, so taxa sadlabalam. So the field goes back to the owners, beloshim shavua, with the original Jewish owner not even having to take an oath, kushle tikna shavua's heses el yisrael. They only instituted the rabbinic oath of heses only for a Jew. Meaning when you're trying to take it from a claim of a Jew. Here, the one who's claiming the Gentile that it's his, you don't have to swear. Now, the Yisrael, Habba Machmas Hagoy, now regarding if a Jew is coming from the positioning of a Gentile, meaning he's claiming he bought it from the Goy who had consumed the 3 years and told me, says the Jew, that he bought it from you, Harek Goy, that Yisrael has halacha like a Goy, Sheinach Lasaraya, that his consumption is not considered as a valid proof. Meaning, this is considered as a chazaka that does not have a taina, because the Yisrael himself doesn't know how the field got to the goy, and it's just claiming whatever the goy said, and he doesn't know that to be proof, and therefore it's not a raya, and therefore then his chazaka is meaningless, and therefore he doesn't get to keep it. Halacha vav, toin zeh Yisrael habav machmas goy. But let's say the Yisrael who's coming, who bought it from the goy, va'aman is saying, look, befonel lekach goy shemachali, in front of me, this goy who sold it to me, I saw Mizaha Yisrael Hama'aralai, that he bought it from this Jew who's contesting on me. So I was there, the guy flipped it, the guy bought it from the Yisrael, and then he said the guy flipped it to me. Okay, he's a Neman. So this Jew has believed what the claim that he's saying, the Yishabah has his Al-Kach, and he just takes rabbinic oath regarding this. And the reason is, Metuch Sheikhalim, since he could say, Ani Lakachti Mimcha, I bought it from you. He could have said such a thing. And I already ate 3 years, which was already more than 3 years that he ate, which gave him the chazaka. So Yochalim, he could say, I bought it from that person, that in front of me, he bought it from you. And that would also work. Halacha Zayin talks about trying to take possession of the properties of a minor. So the person cannot make a chazaka in the properties of a minor. But even if that child already became an adult, kids at house, so. Let's say he consumed the produce in front of that owner when he was still a child 1 year and he was 12 years old. Now 2 years after he became an adult. Baton and he's claiming Atamachartli, he says to the now adult, he says, you sold it to me, Atan Satli, you gave it to me. Ain't a klum, that's not considered significant. Only if he ate it for a period of 3 years consecutively after he was already adult, the year that when he was a child is not going to be helpful. So someone was in possession of the property of a minor for many years. The Toyin Ba'aman is claiming and he's saying, it's security that I have of the loan that the child took. And there's certain outstanding debt on this security for this and this amount. So since if he would have wanted to, Omar, he could have said, that I had bought them, not from the child, I bought it from his father, and no one knows otherwise. Nema he'd be believed, because there was no established chazaka that it was from this guy's father, because it would be, then you cannot be machzik it from the child, but no one even knows it was the father. So he could collect from the prophet of this item, whatever it is that he's claiming, and then he gives it back to the orphans, because he could have made a claim that he could have kept it. And even though he's admitting that it's only security, but at least that he could collect from that security according to the amount of the debt that he's claiming that he's owed. But let's say word was out that this belonged to the orphans, and he had not eaten years of chazaka in the lifetime of the father, then he's not believed. Again, because now you're trying to make a chazaka in the properties of a minor, you cannot do that. And therefore, he has to give back the field with all the produce that he consumed to the orphans, until they become adults, and then he can go ahead and take them to court, but up until then, he cannot do anything. Halacha tes, But let's say he had already eaten it 3 years of chazaka when their father was still alive. And he's claiming that, oh, this is security by me. So since he could have said, look, that I already bought it from their father, because the father didn't say anything. He was on it for 3 years in their father's lifetime. So he's believed to say that, okay, you're right, it's not mine, it's only security, but there's an outstanding debt that I have on your father. And therefore, v'goyva isim in apes, he can collect that from the produce. V'goyveyu shalei b'shvu, and he can collect it without an oath. Why? Because he could say it's mine, and therefore, that allows him to go ahead and just keep it. Halacha yud continues with a fugitive. B'riach, someone who is a fugitive. Shebarach machmas sakana sakabasha, where he fled town because of danger to his life. The king wanted to kill him. No one else can now take possession, make a chazaka in his properties. Even if the one who was in possession of it had eaten the produce for many years. He claims he bought it from the guy. No, his consumption is not considered proof. And we don't tell the owner, felt, wait a second, why don't you protest? You must have heard about it after all these years. Because he's busy trying to protect his identity to save his life. But if someone fled because of monetary purposes, then he's like any single person because his life's not in danger. He's not afraid to protest because he realizes no one's going to run after him because his creditors know he doesn't have money. That's why he ran away and doesn't have what to pay. And therefore, if he doesn't protest, you could take possession of his properties. Halacha Rav continues regarding trying to take possession of the property of a married woman. One could make a chazak in the property of a married woman. How so? Let's say someone consumed the produce of a field. Some of the years of the chazaka was when the husband was still alive. And 3 years after the husband had passed away. But he's claiming, he's saying, you and your husband sold me this property. So we go ahead and we maintain this field in his possession. Because since he could have said, he could have said, because he had it for more than 3 years, even after the husband had already passed. So since I could have said, I bought it from you after your husband passed, because since he did consume the produce for a period of 3 years of chazaka after the husband passed, and she didn't protest, so he's even believed to say that, no, it wasn't just from you, it's from you and your husband. But believe me, because I could have said, I did it from you. But let's say he consumed in the lifetime of the husband for many years. But he did not consume the produce of a period of 3 years of chazaka after the husband passed. Then ain loy chazaka. Then he's not going to go ahead and have a chazaka. And the reason for that is because the husband doesn't have any rights to sell the property of his wife because he only gets the utility of the peres until he divorces her. And the fact that he had it then wouldn't prove it because the husband had utility and he does whatever he wants to do, but that wouldn't prove that the wife sold it. It would only prove it was 3 years after. So if at least he had 3 years after, he could say he did it from both of them because of migui. But if you didn't have 3 years after, then it's not considered a valid chazaka. Halacha Beis qualifies that the strength of a chazaka really is only built upon the claim that it's trying to support. Kol chazaka she'ina mataina, any chazaka that you took possession, you consumed the produce, you used it 3 years consecutive, day and night, whatever it is, but you don't have a claim backing it up, well, in the chazaka, that's not going to position it in your possession. Ketzet haso. Harish achol peres hadazuk kamashon. Let's say someone was eating the produce of this field for many years. Now the one who's contesting comes and says to him, ma'in lechas hadazuk? What are you doing on this field? Shalihi, this is my field. Heshiva iva amalai, he responds and he tells him, any day shem lihi, I don't know whose it is, but kimin shalom li adam klum, since no one ever told me anything, yidav letaychas, I came down and I started using it. Ein lechazaka, it doesn't have a chazaka, shalei loitoin, it's not claiming shalei kacha, that he bought it, v'loi shenitin loi, and not that it was given to him, v'loi sheyidash, he's not claiming that it was inherited by him. Now, v'ava pi shalei ton. Now, however, in spite of the fact that he's not claiming that he bought it or that it was given to him, but you don't automatically remove it from the guy. Only till when the one who's contesting it brings proof that it was originally his. If he brings witnesses, then the field's given back to him. We take away all the produce that this guy had eaten. We take it back from him to the original owner. Now, neither do we make an opening for the one who is squatting on it in possession of it right now. And we don't tell him, hey, shemesh tahari l'chabavad, maybe you had a document and you lost it. No, atshiyat me'atzma, until he actually makes the claim himself. Vim leitoni, if he does not make a claim, he has to call a peyashach, he has to give back all the produce that he had eaten all the years in this field. So to, let's say someone consumed the produce of this field for many years of chazaka, because of the document that proves that it's his. For nimtzah shtab, but what comes out that actually the document was void, it wasn't even valid, then batla chazaka. Then that nullifies the whole chazaka, because that was only built on that shtar, which is mine. No, it's not yours. The document's not valid. So you don't have any rights to this, so therefore that you don't have a taina, so you don't have a chazaka. The sadim kol ha-peis l'bam, and therefore the field with all this produce goes back to the original owner. Halachat Gimel continues regarding if someone's coming from a claim that it's his because of inheritance. Habam achmas yirusha. If someone's coming from inheritance, tzarach lahavi raya, he has to bring a proof. Shadar of besad dezu, that his father had dwelled in this field, or he had utilized it afiliyah mechad even for just one day. Now bekimen shachaluhu shalishon machmasav. But now once he goes now and he has consumed the produce for 3 years because of his father, because he knows it was his father's at least one day, then that's his taina, I inherited. And now you have a chazaka or a taina, so then we maintain it in his possession. But let's say he doesn't bring any proof that his father ever dwelled on this at all, so then what's your claim? That your father, that you inherited from your father, but you don't even know if it's even your father's. So then you have to get back to field with all the produce to the one who's contesting it, where he does have witnesses that it was at one point originally his. Because the guy who's on it right now is not claiming that it was sold to him or gifted to him. And he doesn't even know that this property was even his father's, that he's claiming that it was inherited. Now, let's say he brings proof that his father was seen, was sighted on this field. That's nothing. Maybe his father just checking it out, but never really bought it. Rather, he has to bring a proof. He has to bring a proof that his father had dwelled on this, even for just one day. And then he could say, oh, then his father passed away, and then he inherited, and he has a chazakah of being, now the son has a chazakah of being in 3 years, with that taina. Halachi Dalad continued with, someone who buys from someone else who bought. If someone consumed the produce of this field for many years, now the one who's contesting comes and says to him, hey, malachal sadazu, what are you doing, what do you have with this field? So Haidav Amalai, he admits, and he says to him, look, he says, I know that this was your field at one point. I have a plain macharli, but this other person sold it to me. And he bought it from you. And the one who's contesting says to him, what are you talking about? This guy never bought it from me. The guy who sold you is a robber. He just stole your money. Now, since the guy who's on possession of it right now admits that it was that guy's original field, and that he didn't buy it from him, so he has to get back to fill with all the produce to the one who's contesting it. Even if the guy who's contesting doesn't have witnesses that it's his, because the admission of the guy who's on it is as valuable as 100 witnesses, and his chazak is not affected because it's a chazak that doesn't have a claim, because what are you claiming? That you bought it from this guy? Who is this guy? You don't have any proof that that guy bought it from the original owner, and therefore it's like a chazak that doesn't have a taina. Anything something like that would have the same halacha. Now, but let's say, the one who's a possession of it right now brings witnesses, that the guy who sold it to him, Darbut, had dwelled on this property, just one day. Or he says to him, what do you mean, in front of me, he bought from you, and then he sold it to me. Oh, that's a taina. That's a claim that this guy is claiming. Might be nice to be other than we do maintain it in his possession. He has a claim, at least that's what he's claiming, with his chazaka. And the ilu ratza ta'in ba'aman, had he wanted, he could have claimed and said, I bought it from you. He says he has the years of chazaka. So with that migui, that he could have said that, we believe him when he's saying this other claim, even though there's no proof to that, and therefore that claim with that chazaka is going to maintain it in his possession.